sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Episode 220. We don't have to be friends. Welcome et bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, and aka Gaston Lebanor. Rhymes with body order. No, that doesn't rhyme. Okay. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on Wednesday, November 13, 2024. What's that? 13 minus 5 is 8. 8 days. 8 days after white Americans told the rest of us to go fuck ourselves. All right, you know. All right. The format for the show, I'm just keeping it simple. Look, gang, I'm still getting over. I'm still ruminating. Is that the word? Ruminating over the U.S. election, the disappointing results, and Kamala. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, Kamala not. Kamala losing. You know, it's less Kamala losing, but more Donald Trump is fucking back. But yeah, so this is probably my third episode ruminating over the election, and the format. I just keep it simple. It's funny. What a catalyst. It took this huge disappointment for me to change the style on my podcast. And because usually I have like three sections. This time I just have one section. I'm just sharing one thought. You know, I'm a lot. Okay. All right. Maybe I'm healing a little better, but I'm gonna be sharing two thoughts. But the main thought, the main attraction, if this was a speech, it'd be a speech titled, "We Don't Have to Be Friends." And before I get to "We Don't Have to Be Friends," I need to get something off my chest here. Is first, let me just start by saying I went to go see. That's right. The last time we talked was on Sunday, so on Monday. Yeah, on Monday I went to go see the comedian Sammy Obeid. Obeid. Yeah, I hope I pronounced that right. Obeid, in Ottawa, in concert. And you know, live on stage, right? And I was not in the right mindset, in the right state of mind to be at a comedy show. More importantly, to be at his comedy show. Now, first I'm going to start by saying that I don't regret going. It's just an unfortunate series of circumstances. No, I didn't get in the fight. No, he didn't diss me on it like that. But it's. Let me just explain. Okay, so when I purchased those tickets, I'm laughing at myself. When I purchased those tickets, I was under the illusion that I would not be in the state that I am now, which is trying to make peace or trying to accept the fact that Donald Trump won a second term. Yeah, shout out to you, MAGA. I doubt it, but shout out to you, MAGA. I know there's a bunch of MAGA users like jerking off over, ah, liberal tears, ah, Kamala supporter tears, ah. Doesn't matter because this motherfucker, you know what? Whatever. Let them have their moment. I know there's a bunch of white people like that cross burnt high. Anyway, so focus. Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, so I went to go see his show. Now, first, let me start by saying the jokes was on point. Sammy delivered, right? And here's the thing. The part that fucked me up is Sammy is an unapologetic supporter of Palestine. And it's not a bad thing. This is, again, series of unfortunate events. And it's kind of apropos that I'm sticking to the title of we don't have to be friends. But in this particular case, I'm not saying that. So what happened is, at the beginning of his set, he goes, yeah, I guess we got to talk about the election. And he talked about how he was, he's from California. I don't know if he was careful about his words. Again, it's his house. It's his safe space on that stage. I don't know if he was being careful. I don't know if he even gave a fuck, right? Like I said, unapologetic supporter. I'm not an extreme, but I'm going to stick to the word unapologetic in the sense. And essentially he said that, yeah, I didn't vote for Kamala. I voted for Jill Stein. Fuck that. Anyway, sorry, focus, B. I don't like that white woman. But let me, sorry. I had a thought today. I'm like, wait, you know what I mean? You're talking shit about Jill Stein, but technically you're like the Jill Stein of podcaster. What the fuck you doing it for? Anyway, well, it's not like I'm eating in anyone else's profit, so go fuck yourselves. Sorry, that was me talking to myself. Okay, get back. All right, so he talked about that. Cool, and he said that doesn't matter. I'm from California, like, you know, I everyone voted for Kamala on my state, but it doesn't matter. But it's like he gave that reassurance. My issue was, it's 8 days, so this was a Monday, so doesn't matter, right? I was still sore. I'm still feeling what a lot of black people are feeling. The first thing is, we're fucked. I don't think you motherfuckers understand how serious this shit is. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot to play this part here. Fuck. You, my problem. Okay. Hold on. Tupac. No, Bishop. Okay, sorry. I forgot that in the first two episodes, I explained my mood by playing a clip from the movie Juice. And it's the clip where it's after Tupac is looking out the window, notices Rodman, and he says, "We ain't shit." And then Q responds with, "Man, what's your problem?" And then Bishop responds with, "You my fucking problem. People sweat us on the street and you don't give a fuck." So that's my mood. I'm feeling like, yeah, a social, I'm going crazy over this shit. And I'm like, yo, Donald Trump won a second time and you don't fucking realize what exactly that means. It's starting, by the way. It's starting. And sorry, focus. The real thing is, a lot of us are sore about her losing. It wasn't just she was a next level Obama. It wasn't just that. It wasn't just, oh, because she's black, we want a black person, or we're trying to bring herself up. It was hope that there's just what's that saying? It goes that shit is getting better, because we've seen bullshit that life, the United States history has thrown to us. We know it took a look. Slavery was in the United States was like 250 years. in the United States is, let me do the math, how old is the United States? And, oh, why don't you give me a goddamn age? Oh, wait, what? That can't be right. 1776. You gonna make me do the math? How old? Okay, I guess you don't. maybe I'm not. How old is America in 2024? 248 years old. Oh, okay. All right. So, okay, we're getting close, guys. Okay. How long did slavery, how long was slavery legal in the U.S.? So if you start, so 246. Okay. 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 We're getting, so the institution of slavery lasted for 246 years. Maybe this is progress. 246 years, right? And the United States has been around for 248 years. You know what? The first time I had that realization, United States was younger than the institution of slavery. Here's my point. After World War II, there's a documentary out there called The Shadow of World War II. Meaning, and this is something that only has to be explained to people who live in North America, the context of history. Because in North America, we were all brought up to believe that the past is all the past. It's unimportant, it's as irrelevant as the Bible. As the story in the Bible. It's fictitious shit. None of us were brought up to say, okay, what happened in the past affects the present. Has context, creates the context for, sets up the context for today. Shout out to a Bulgarian woman who used those words and made me, I remember her saying that and I was like, I was shocked. I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God, I forgot I was in the middle. I should write this shit down. Okay, I was in the middle of explaining why I was bummed out at Samuel Bates' show. Bottom line is, homeboy started to go on some liberal theory. I'm going to go theory on why he believes Kamala lost. The person who, my friend, who I came with, cool person, right? And cool, again, unfortunate series of circumstances. Before the show started, she started to talk about how, y'all, I don't think I could get myself to vote for her and everything like that. And what I'm getting at is I was not in the right state of mind to be hearing that shit. I get it. Trust me, there's been a lot of thought went into this one, right? And I'm trying to choose my words here because okay, whatever. Worst case, I'm going to have to delete this episode. But there's this video I saw of a man who was like pretty much discovering emotional intelligence and basically how to not be an asshole. And things like, yo, about times to tell the truth. And he was giving an example of he's at a friend's play and the play sucked. And then the friend shows up to them and it comes up to them and says, you know, hey, how'd you like my show? And he wanted to be honest with his friend. And he said, but he focused on everything that was true. He goes, you looked excited. You look like you're having fun. Blah, blah, blah. Your performance was great. I mean, you brought it, whatever. And then later on, you know, waited to be able to say, yeah, that place sucked, dude. Don't ever bring me out to shit like that. And what he was pointing out is he was mindful of the time. Sometimes it's, sure, you share the truth. And sometimes if you value that relationship, I guess it's borderline communication. Like I said, I really was not in a state of mind to hear what Kamala did wrong. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Fuck all you liberals, whatever. Unless the only thing I want to hear about I don't want to hear about your fucking theories about what she did wrong unless we start with the clear evidence that racism and sexism played a factor. I'm like, this is where I'm like, I'm going to be stubborn about this one. I'm like, I draw the line on who we can be friends. Like, this is, if you don't see it that way, go with God or whoever or whatever, right? But at this point, it doesn't make sense for this motherfucker to be back. There's a picture someone showed on Twitter, and it shows the first time Obama and Trump, basically the transition of power between Obama and Trump, and then January 6th, and then the transition of power between Trump and Biden. Peaceful. And I'm looking at January 6th. And it's like, really? We're going to pretend like he's a better person now? He's like, you know what? What I did on January 6th was fucked up. I'm going to make sure it's not going to happen again. Really? The motherfucker just showed you who he is. I fuck up on McDonald's. I'm not getting my job back. Sorry, I'm not trying to steal from Chris Rock. But you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? I feel like Tom in The Boondocks. After he tries R. Kelly and he loses the case, and he's pleading with the jury, like, but the kids, the year, what the fuck? And then Riley's like, man, shut the fuck up, man, play the music. No, sorry, it was the other way around. My point is, imagine you're like in a closed space. So shout out to my local comedian, homeboy. Wafik Nasrallah. He's got this joke about I'm gonna butcher the joke, but it's essentially, I think, how he went camping. He goes camping and his punk ass friends, I don't know, they put shit under his nose. Some shit like that, whatever, right? And he wakes up and goes, y'all don't smell that shit? Smell like shit, what the fuck? And everyone's looking at weird. But this is what I'm saying is, I'm like, y'all not seeing this? I'm surrounded by motherfuckers acting like, oh, this is normal. No, we just gotta let the chips fall. It's some old bullshit. It's enough to drive me crazy. Oh, my point is, where I'm going with this is, white people, forget the motherfuckers who voted for him, because I see them as cult followers. Trump, seduced by whatever the fuck Trump does. No, you know what? They were seduced. They were that, what's that Lyndon B. Johnson quote? They, come on, man. I shared it on the last one. It says, Lyndon B. Johnson quote. And it goes, if you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. He'll give him something to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you. I'm talking about that shit. So fuck the followers. Fuck the followers. They fell for that shit. And it's history repeating itself. Trump is not the first white man to play a bunch of white people and to, I will take you to victory, suckers. To play on white people's racism. Fuck that. So 75 million people voted. I'm talking about the motherfuckers who didn't show up out of pure principle. Yo, we can't let this dude punk us. We can't let a crazy motherfucker in the White House. We can't let this dumb motherfucker in there. Are you crazy? At the very least. Okay. I'm not cool with Kamala, but I'll tell you what. I'm still healing because I'm getting back to Sammy Obid now. I'm still healing, but I'm slowly getting to the point of accepting, I don't like it, but accepting the people who couldn't get themselves to vote for Kamala because of her stance on Israel. I don't agree with it, but I get it. I get it. Because I had this thought today because I realized, not all the motherfuckers, but I get the person who, I got family who died in Gaza because of the fucking missiles. Like, they can't hear, they ain't trying to hear, slow down the genocide. It's either it's done or it's not. Fuck it if it gets worse. Fuck it if it gets worse, I am not joining, I am not supporting genocide. And unfortunately, Democrats are going to be like, they're going to have to think about, no, I'm not saying unfortunately, but I mean, it's either they're going to be like, okay, either, okay, if you want to win those people, we got to do that. But if we, here's my point, because I know this is a very emotional thing. I'm fluctuating on that. On one end, I was like, I understand them, but I understand. But on the other end, shut the fuck up. Watch your mouth. Keep Kamala's name out of your mouth. Okay. I'm just going to give the Palestine supporters, I get it. Being a person who's like, I can't do it. Because I was just thinking about how the same way those people stuck to their principle, to that principle, is the same way that I wish these fucking Christians would have stuck to their principles. If Christians were actually Christians, Donald Trump would have never stood a chance. I mean, all Christians. Fuck y'all. All y'all. Oops, I have nothing to do with these evangelicals. Yeah, but how the fuck? I think this is where, again, I had an episode where I talked about it, but I bring it back up. Trump was my final straw with Christianity. Because it was like, there is no fucking God. It's not that I stopped believing in God, but it's this Christian white boy of cracker ass God I stopped believing in. He ain't real. It's some bullshit. The fact that this dude can milk these Christians to get power. Anyways, all of y'all. I mean, I think where I'm saying, I say all y'all because I kind of wish these motherfuckers would go to war about, yeah, over who gets to represent the name of Jesus. Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm again, sorry. I say fuck y'all, but I may regret that line. But I'm still saying, fuck Christianity. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all for allowing this motherfucker to represent y'all. Or these right Christian nationalists. Yeah, if Christian was for real, Trump wouldn't have lasted. I think that anger that you hear from my voice, it's just sheer disappointment of realizing that the religion I was taught as a child about being all this beautiful thing couldn't protect us, couldn't save us. It promoted Donald Trump. It put him where he needed to be. Woo! Oh my God, this is just the first topic. Okay, I'm looking at the time. Okay, fuck, man, focus. All right, okay. I gotta tell you, man, you folks still paying attention to me, I'm like, whew, oh my God. Okay, focus. Like I said, I was really not trying to hear any criticism about Kamala Harris unless we talk about racism and sexism. People just did not want to vote. People were on the bench. A bunch of Democrats were like, I'm undecided. I'm not excited by her. Like, dissing her. It's, as far as I'm concerned, because I didn't look at it as, I'm just speaking my truth on this one, right? But, okay, I'm not, the same way Sammy Obed made his point, I hope the Sammy Obeds listening to this understand my point. I was just not, I'm going to pretend we're allies. We want the same thing. I get it. Maybe it's my fault. I shouldn't have gone to that comedy show. But again, I thought she was going to win. I thought we were going to make bad jokes. So, you know, Holocaust Harris. Yeah. She better cut that out. He's hoping she, you know, she figures this shit out. But whatever. But instead, she lost. And now a whole bunch of liberals have 6 million theories about why she lost. Instead of simply accepting, y'all got fucking played by a fucking racist named Trump. A fucking rapist named Trump. Him being a rapist should have been enough. Roe v. Wade. Am I saying that right? Roe v. Wade should have been like, hey, formation. Nah, that didn't happen. Oh, I think, yeah, we all just believed in shit keeps getting better, right? Things get better. Like, we learn from our mistakes, right? Nah, we went, oh my God, it's hard to accept. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And again, I ain't trying to hear shit. And I ain't trying to hear shit about what she did wrong. Now, one thing I am going to bring up is I don't think it's a coincidence that my timeline, my social media timeline, has a lot of content of Muslim Americans gloating about the fact she lost. I think that's as bad as an idea as Malcolm X, when Malcolm X said, when JFK died, and he came out with the chickens coming home to roost. And he wasn't trying to diss him, but the timing of his quote, look, I'm not saying that Malcolm X shouldn't have said, who the fuck am I to say Malcolm X shouldn't have said what he said. But I guess my point is messaging, time and place. And at the very least, understand the consequences. The consequences, you know, of it. Yeah, I'm just going to wrap this up with, I ain't trying to hear from you liberals about what Kamala did wrong. Fuck you. If we're not having a discussion, if at this point, racism, you still don't understand racism the same way we do, if you still need another George Floyd, another fucking tragedy, another Trump to fucking understand, is the word insidious how, like, powerful this shit is? It's for anyways. Yeah. A lot of motherfuckers didn't vote for her because she was a woman and she was black. Half blacks, half Asian. And, yeah. It's disappointing. So, like I said, I wasn't trying to hear that shit. I was really not, because, you know, she meant significant. She was significant to me. Oh, and the last point that I am going to make. I know, I lied. This is my last point on this particular topic. Is the last point I'm going to make is the last point I'm going to make is, you know, I got to be careful because I am not trying to have this debate with, excuse me. I think another thing that bothers me about these Kamala critics, is no one bothered wondering what do these black folks know that we don't know? Because they know she's supporting Israel. They understand that. Be clear. I'm accepting that there are people who just couldn't support the whole Israel thing. It's like, fuck it. It could have been Prophet Muhammad himself. I don't know. No, that's a bad joke. It could have been, doesn't matter, ixnay on, that's my line. You know, to them is, yo, me supporting, endorsing a candidate who supports genocide is like you taking it up the ass and you know, without consent. You know what I mean? It's just like there's certain things you refuse to accept. I get that. But I'm still bothered at the motherfuckers who didn't take the time to be like, what do these black folks know that we don't know? What are they seeing that we aren't seeing? Because they know, because there's black folks who are like, who support Palestine and who understand. I think the logic is, my theory is this. If Kamala was supporting Israel, I'm saying it's because she has to. She had to. whatever. You see it as an excuse or whatever. But the one thing I am remembering is this is the fucking United States, man. This is the United States. It's not just, it's a terrible, it's an evil country. It's like, it's, fuck the Flyers, fuck what you saw in the movie. It's like, it was born out of like genocide, land theft, slavery, and a bunch of every man for themselves. And like, we know there's a lot of like, we have to sign with the devil. Like, I think we need to address that fact. I think I'm just going to say is for Palestine situation is, how the fuck do you think this shit ends? How do you think the United States finally decides, okay, no more weapons? Or Israel says, okay, we're backing off. It won't be good nature. It won't be because you yelled or cried, please stop doing it. Nah. These are fucking monsters. They're like, give me something better than killing these people. In UK, when the way they stopped slavery, the way they entice slave owners to give up on slavery is by compensating them. That's the world we live in. So people with power, they don't have to be nice. People with power, yo, I'm killing you because I can. People with power, they don't have to do shit because, oh, it's the right thing to do. No, you got to give them a better reason not to do it. I'm just trying to be realistic. All right, okay. So long story short, went to the show. Jokes were on point, but I did not enjoy myself because I was sore. I was surrounded. Yeah, I guess we were. I was just surrounded by people who we just. You know what? No, I'm not going to blame the show. I'm going to blame the fact that I was just not in the right mind state to be at a comedy club. Or not in the right mind state to be at a comedy club with a comedian who just had, I guess, had a view that I strongly opposed with. I'm not saying it would have been different if you said I just didn't vote for it. Actually, I would have had difficulty processing that, but it was the extra, well, she lost because she wasn't a popular candidate. Man, fuck y'all with that. Bernie bro would have been better. Bernie would have been better. But yeah, but why didn't he win? Anyway, all right. I'm just trying to be realistic in this shit. Disappointed. All right, okay. All right, that was just the, goddamn, 30 minutes. Okay. You know what? Sorry, I was about to beat myself up for talking too much, but I'm accepting that I talk a lot. You know what's funny is, if you meet me in real life, I don't talk a lot unless I feel like I can. All right, let's switch to, let me just bring this back. Let's switch to the next thought, just to put a separation between one and two. Here we go. Okay. What the title of today's show is about, right? We do not have to be friends. All right, guy. Gang. Oh, man. Before I, let me share some quotes with you just to set a bit of context, right? Love and disrespect should never occupy the same space. Bang. Hold on. Let me clean this up. Okay. I'll tell you why I'm laughing later. Toxic people don't like it when others see through them. So they'll do all they can to make everyone else look like a monster. And Nitya Prakash. Prakash. Yeah. What is he? Is he, background, I'm not being racist. I mean, he is a digital craftsman. Oh, he's an author. Okay, of course he's an author. All right. And I'm not, fuck you for thinking I was going to be racist. Okay. This one goes, know your worth, even if it gets lonely. B, you got a lot of quotes today. And the last one goes, Toxic people attach themselves like cinder blocks. Oh, I hear that. Toxic people attach themselves like cinder blocks tied to your ankles. And they invite you for a swim in their poisoned waters. You know, gang, I grew up with this notion, and I blame my Christian upbringing, that it was this, I guess that was my toxic trait. It was the belief that it was up to me to tolerate, to love, to embrace toxic people. Because I thought that I was under the notion that, you know, God would like be like, I'm going to work through you and fix these motherfuckers. I don't know. I was dead wrong. I was young, dumb, full of cum, but didn't know any better, right? Yeah. When Jesus was on the cross and he said, forgive them, fathers, for they don't know what they do. I thought that's what it meant to walk like Christ. Is to, anytime you meet with a toxic person, I know I was going to say asshole, but a toxic person, and they slight you, they abuse you, they're abusive, they use abusive language towards you, you got to step back and say, forgive me, forgive them, Father, for this motherfucker doesn't know what they're doing. Revenge is for the Lord. Only to later find out that shit just made me a doormat. I had no idea. I didn't see it as being a doormat. I just saw it as being more like Christ. Now, there's a lot of Christians listening to this. Well, it's your fault for misinterpreting the Bible. Fuck you. Fuck off. Fuck, you know what I mean? Get off this goddamn podcast. Seriously. Fuck off. Yeah, I don't mean to be threatening, but I'm... Do I have a boo in here? Yeah. I don't mean to be threatening. Do I really not have a boo in this one? Yeah. To all of you, yeah. Oops, wrong one. I meant to say. Yeah, that's not a good one. I got a lot of sound effects that I want to use. All right, okay. Yeah, I thought it was my responsibility to befriend these people, to tolerate these people, tolerate them. It was part of my mission, objective, my mandate as a true Christian. Like, that's the kind of shit that gets me into heaven. It's like, oh man, holy fuck. It's like the more footprint you have on you, the more you're like, oh, that's a good Christian right there. You dumbass. But you can understand. Shout out to everyone who can relate to what I'm saying, right? Yeah, so I share all these quotes about toxic people. And by the way, two of the quotes that I found came from a page called 20 Quotes About 20 Toxic People, and the 20th quote came from Ivanka Trump. Ain't that a bitch? My point is, I'm glad that I read the whole thing before I added it to my links on the show notes. But yeah, okay, getting back. Toxic people. We don't have to be friends. So, like I said, I've been feeling a bit gloom since the election result. But the one thing that's been giving me a bit my cold heart, that's been warming up my cold heart, was hearing about, reading about, learning about these MAGA supporters, these MAGA Trump supporters losing friends, family members, getting cut off by family members, by relatives, and even losing love. It was warming my heart, because fuck y'all. Yeah, it's on, man. It's on sight, folks. I don't think you understand. Like, a point I forgot to make in the last one. Trump won, folks. Trump won. He didn't just win an election. But you see how I had to, you see how I was expressing anger while trying to understand my allies, Palestine supporters who didn't vote for Kamala. It's taken me a while to be like, I get it. I'm swallowing it. I get it. If I was in your shoes, I would have likely done the same thing. I wish Christians would have been more like you. I get that. But there's a lot of people who aren't seeing it that way. It's like, fuck it. They're at war. It's like, you're my enemy. We're split up. This is what I'm trying to say. If unity was our strength, yo, Trump broke that up, man. And he's good at that shit. Trump brings out the worst out of everyone. His supporters and the people who oppose him. And that's his, oh my God, that's his talent. That's his skill set. That's what he's, it's hard for me to believe there's any good in this man. When he was born on, oh yeah, he's worse than Dread, whatever, yeah. Yeah, so I've been enjoying hearing about MAGA folks losing friends. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to share some of these links, okay? What's my the first one? It goes, hold on, let me just clear things up here because it's a little messy. I was thinking of calling this this episode, I'm looking out the front door. But we don't have to be friends. Okay, before I go through the list of stuff that I've been reading, that I've been consuming, again, of headlines, one of my favorite is this girl. She plays, she's playing a voicemail of some dude she was dating, and then this dummy brought up, well, I mean, not dummy, but I mean, he said, hey, I'm a Trump supporter, go MAGA, whatever, and she dumped him, and then he's playing a voicemail. I guess he's the sensitive type, and no disrespect to the sensitive type, but hold on to that thought. Because you could hear him like, oh, my heart's broken. Why would you do? He's saying all the right things. I was being vulnerable. Why did you blah, 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 blah. This motherfucker doesn't get it. And she's being like heartless. You know what she's being? She's being like, you can't turn a good girl bad. No. You can't turn a bad girl, but what you, oh my God. I'm trying to recite the line from Song Cry. I think it's the anxiety song Cry. Damn it, lyric. He goes, I'm gonna make the song cry. Goes, okay, goes, they say you can't turn a bad girl good. But once a good girl's gone, once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm a mourn forever. Shit. I've got to live with the fact that I did you wrong forever. So essentially, she was like heartless, deserving, as deserving of it, right? Because the motherfuckers don't give a fuck. All right, sorry. I was going to use one anecdote, one story before I go into these examples, right? So I was explaining to you how I had this mindset of being like I was supposed to be all this good. So that's why a lot of people believe that I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. I'm a polite. And I didn't realize really what they were saying is he puts up with my shit. And all he wants for me is to treat him like and tell people that he's a good person. Whatever. Anyway, so I remember being with a coworker. I can't remember. This is a significant story for me, right? But I was with a coworker. And he's one of those toxic people. And like, you know, one day they're hot, one day they're great. But it's like. Like, the highs are highs, but the lows are lows, if that makes any examples. Like, you know, we'll kick it. I'm having a great time with this person, but when they feel that mood, when they feel like, hey, you're bothering me, they can turn shitty on you. Whatever, man. Why don't you go home and get your shine box? You know, they didn't say words like that, but they can go from being the greatest person to hang out with to being the shittiest person to be around with. Anyways. But that's was my type. That's what I was familiar with in personality. To me, that's what all human beings were like. They had on and off switch. And I gravitated towards that kind of personality. Anyways, this one day, I can't remember what he was saying, but he was like, he might have been complaining. He might have been making fun of me. He might have been, I don't know what it was. But I remember reaching a point where, fuck you, I'm not changing anymore. I'm this is who I am. It was as close to, don't get me, I wasn't healed yet, but it was like, inner B Black fighting back for the first time. And my response to him was, hey, we don't have to be friends. I know I've been giving you this impression that I will tolerate all kinds of bullshit, but in the end, we don't have to, like, I just need permission to say, to beat it, and I'm gone. And the thing is, when I said it, I wasn't trying to start a fight. It was just natural. I think it was just, like I said, something inside me just said, fuck it, man, I'm just tired of this shit. Know your worth. And I said, we don't have to be friends. And he took it badly. He was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Take it easy. Like I was just shocked by his response. It was the equivalent of, if you don't like it, get the fuck out. Leave me alone. Love me or leave me the fuck alone. By the way, kids, the older you get, the easier for you to start saying to people, yo, love me or leave me the fuck alone. There ain't no in between. I'm tired of tap dancing. I'm tired of, like, this is who I am. This is me. Anyways, I said that, and his reaction just, like, I remember that moment because it was just, I was just confused by his response. We don't have to be friends. So I bring this up because the more I was reading about these Trump supporters losing loved ones. Oh, and my favorite are the people who are saying, yo, we can have disagreement, but we shouldn't do, or say dismissing politics as not a reason to end a friendship or any kind of relationship. Joke's on you, Jack. It bothers me, the people who don't understand how much politics is important to them. No, it's not that they don't understand. It's more how they, because I don't value it, fuck politics. Like, to them, politics is just like sports. Hey, your team lost, eat it. Sports team, sure. You should lose friends over, you know, unless you're toxic about it. But sports, less filling, tastes great. You kids don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, small disagreement. Tomato, tomato. I pronounce it that way. French, English. You know what I mean? No, I mean, not culture. But I mean, like, Rocky 1 versus Rocky 2. You know what I mean? It's like, sure, disagreements. I can tell you, there's a disagreements. There are people I'm able to have disagreements with and learn from that disagreement. But there are some people where disagreement, it's just toxic. It's just, getting back to my point. My point is politics. If you don't understand that shit, beat it, man. Get the fuck out of here. I forgot what I was about to play. All those people can fuck themselves. Okay, so let me pick one of my favorites here. It goes, I think this is my favorite one out of all this, right? It goes, I wasn't able to find the TikTok clip of it, right? But this one is titled under MAGA Man openly lying about his political views to get with liberal women. Okay, yeah, I'm out of, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so yeah, I'm playing just one of them out of the five just because I'm running out of time. Yeah, if we voted for Trump, we can't be friends. I'm going to play that one. I mean, but you can check it for yourself. I voted for Trump. My wife sent me divorce papers. What do I do? I've cut ties with my mega father and sister, but the one I'm playing is this one here. And the other one is, as soon as I brought up Donald Trump, that's the clip that I was telling you about of the guy. But okay, this is the clip that I'm going to play, the most important out of, the best one out of them all for me, because I'll elaborate here. Here we go.
Had to make one more video for my little friend here because I found a perfect example of a MAGA man openly admitting that he lies about his political view to get with liberal women.
Listen, being a straight white dude that likes Trump but is only into liberal women, it's a lot like being in the closet. Because it's like they're going to ask you about it eventually. And you have to say what we all say, which is, I don't really follow politics. But like deep down, you're like actually like very involved. It's just like that's how it is, bro. Like, I've met a lot of conservative women, and and they're beat. They are beat. Liberal women, a lot of times, yeah, can be problematic, but, like, at least they're hot, you know, and sweet, and they'll rub your hair at night. But conservative women are really hard to please, and you gotta kind of be like a giga chat around them all the time, and it gets exhausting. It's like sometimes I just want to, like, lay in bed and eat chips. I don't want to be working on the farm constantly. Like, why do you need me to be pushing a wheelbarrow all the time? There's levels to this, man. You gotta be discreet. You gotta be really good at it. And it's not that hard once you get used to it. You just, like, lie a lot. If you can just lie really well to liberal women and just, like, make them think that you aren't really into politics, then everything works out. It's totally fine.
Yeah, he's young, man. He's young. I know that tactic of, I've heard of it. Again, I grew up around toxic males. I know that tactic of lying to women just to have sex. So that's some young man bullshit. But I am going to say he's not the first dude that I've heard. I've actually had a brother. I have a brother. He was a Trump supporter. And actually, even before he was a Trump supporter, he was like very like in conservative values and all that shit. But when he would date, when he would like go on these dating apps, he would target liberal women. The way I could explain it is because in his mind, it was normal. Arguments was normal. It was normal to be like, ah, you crazy bitch. like disagreeing, having fundamental disagreement and trying to change them. Like, I don't know if he realistically believes that one day they'll be like, oh my God, you're right. Fiscal responsibility, you're right. Fuck these immigrants. Oh my God, I never looked at it this way. I don't know if he actually believed, if it was a delusion, but that was his thing. I knew had a coworker, several coworkers, actually a lot. Oh my God, it's to a point that I wouldn't be surprised if it's not all of them, right? I was gonna say Canada, but I'm gonna say Ottawa. There's this mindset. Okay, in the circle of people I hung out with, it was common to be like friends to all. There's a saying that goes, "Friend to all is friend to none." And those people, if they heard that saying, they'd be like, "What do you mean, friend to none? Wait, what?" You're supposed to be friends with everyone, but their definition of friendship is like a shallow shit. It's shallow. It's as long as, think of that time in high school where it's like, I think about like the group of friends who hung out by themselves, and then there was that one person who was like cool with everybody, the popular kid. And I didn't realize the two crew that had themselves was worth more than human. I mean, I'm talking about authentic human connection. Having authentic human connection. But it was very common for people to be like, I'm just going to say everything I need to say to convince you that I'm a nice person, that I'm a kind person, or that I'm not a weirdo. Now, I'm not dissing them because I did that too. I embraced that. I went through life just being a shallow human meme. A lot of what I do on this podcast is one of my intros, I say, I represent and hold it down for black folks who say, yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? And what I mean is I represent the outcasts of the world. I'm speaking for the outcasts of the world, the people who never felt like they fitted in. Now, there's a chance if you've seen me around people, you'd be like, well, but you look like you have a lot of friends. You look like you fit in everywhere. Nah, I was just good at playing the role of, hey, yeah, I love this alcohol. Yeah, let me buy you. I love this beer. I fucking love it. Yeah, I'm having a great time. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm enjoying this fucking shallow, boring-ass conversation about how rich you are. Getting back. Yes, I knew this one guy who, because I'm explaining this to say that I understand. I'm as much as it sounds like I'm being judgmental, it's like, no, I can relate. But I knew this one guy who was like one of those, oh, I'm not a Trump supporter, but those guys. and some of the worst opinions. It's like it was like the cover to be able to say some fucked up shit. I don't, you know, but I do think immigrants should go back to their countries. I do think Canada should focus more on their own. Oh, okay, so you donate to homelessness? Fuck that shit. Pull yourself by the bootstraps. You realize if these immigrants go home, we're losing tax revenue, right? Like, he was like, I don't know, man. It's like he had Fox News playing in his head. But the thing is, if you saw him, he was the cool kid because his talent is he made everyone laugh. He was a very funny guy, so much that I even said, dude, you should do comedy. He was that funny. He was like, he'd make clever jokes. He'd make smart jokes that I'm like, wow. No way you're conservative. That's why it had us fooled, because he was that funny. But at the core, it's, you know what he reminded me? He reminded me of all the white people who are like, I'm not racist, but like the white people who are like, look, I really, really want to say the N-word. I really do. I really want to do, but I don't want people to think I'm a bad person. So I'm saying is, I am very familiar with the people who like, I'm a Trump supporter, but because I want to be socially accepted, I'm going to avoid bringing that up until I have to. I think they're waiting for the day that it's like, oh my God, you're a Trump supporter too? Oh, happily, happily ever after. So getting back, I think I'm going to, let me wrap this up with the reason why I take pleasure in MAGA supporters losing friends, relatives, because a lot of those motherfuckers rely on people being doormats. They rely on, they're the takers. They rely on you doing all the giving. They're that kind of human beings. They're the takers. They're the ones who are like, I expect empathy, but I won't reciprocate it. I expect to be understood, but I don't plan on doing that. Now, I'm not saying, just MAGA are like that, but people who are like that are MAGA. Okay, that's a bad example, but I guess I've put all MAGA people in the category of human beings who are like trash human beings. Or, you know what? Sake of conversation. No, I'm sticking to trash human beings. I keep forgetting it's my podcast. Right. Trash human beings. Trash human beings and even trash your partners. I'm talking the men who date women that they don't actually like. But she got a fat ass. But she makes me look good. But at the core, but they spend all the time bitching about them. It's, I kind of blame how some of us, we were just, haven't learned how to make authentic, we haven't learned to make authentic connection the same way we haven't learned to be authentic our own self. I just heard this, I might talk about this, trans woman on TikTok who explained how, yo, the reason you hate me is because I left this prison called masculinity. I was just so in awe by those words, because I've been calling masculinity a cult. And my only point is, I'm on this quest to be a more authentic human being. That's what it is. If I die, get rich or die trying, get authentic or die trying. I'm on that quest. And part of that quest in being authentic is being like cutting people off over politics. And it's not personal. Oh my God, what's that line? My cutoff aren't personal. It's, I guess I've learned to be a villain in other people's stories. Some people talk shit about me. Oh, he stopped talking to me because he thinks he's better. I don't know, whatever reason they told themselves to why I went my own way, let go, let God. I can't control that. But I do know I'm on a journey to, I'm not trying to hurt people's feelings, but I know I'm trying to make up for lost time and heal shit with myself. Yo, I spent a significant chunk of my life saying, fuck you, be black. Shut the fuck up. Someone else is talking. someone else's feelings are more important than yours. You're keep your mouth shut. Being evil to myself. So I'm trying to mend things with my own self. And part of doing that is like, yeah, stay away from this asshole. Stay away from that bitch. And definitely keep a line between you and that crazy Christian lunatic. All right, I've spoken too much. You know what's funny is with these episode is I keep thinking they're going to be short, but I'm realized because of this passion that I feel inside, all these emotion, it's just causing me to talk a lot. I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying I'm talking to myself. I'm like, because I'm going to want to beat myself up for like, oh, man, you spoke too long. But I said what I needed to say, man. Now, I don't know what next episode is going to be like. Maybe I'm still going to be on this Trump. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's my goddamn podcast. That's the theme of my podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. All right. Okay. This concludes today's episode. Just want to remind you that this podcast was a safe space for my thoughts, and they were protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. That's right. Rouge et Bleu was in this bitch. I represented and held it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who said yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record labeled as a motherfucking crew, and if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. I ain't mad that this podcast might have been for you. And as always, thank you for listening, and remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.